Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, Cop Chasers. Happy August 27th, you guys. It is Friday. Happy Friday. Freaking weekend. Fry yay, as Kate would say. I am Allison, and I am your host of Pop Chaser, the daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. You guys, we made it. Another weekend. And I think I have to say this podcast has certainly made the weeks go quicker for me because I'm actually documenting the days. And I feel like I was just telling you it's the weekend, and I was telling you about my Outer Banks plans, and now here I am again looking for new plans. I think this weekend I'm going to watch American Horror Story, which just premiered on Wednesday on FX. I am not good with scary things, but I've seen every season but 1984. And I feel like I've dedicated so much of my time to this series that I would, like, what was it worth if I'm not going to watch this new season? So I am going to watch it. I'm interested in Macaulay Culkin. Sarah Paulson's back. I gotta see what it's all about. If you're watching, I will be watching it at like 11 a.m. though, but if you are watching it, let me know. Let me know what you think. I've heard good things from those at The Dip, so I'm excited about that. I am also excited because there are so many things that I want to talk about today. Specifically, the biggest one, the thing that I have not been able to shut up about, is the trailer for Spencer. And Spencer is the Princess Diana film starring Kristen Stewart. Now, I have a confession, and this is a safe space. I was initially very hesitant when I saw the first photo of Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana. I love Princess Diana. I loved Emma Corrin as Princess Diana in The Crown season 4. And I am very familiar with Kristen Stewart, the actress. So for me, I was having a tough time suspending my knowledge of Kristen Stewart, my experience watching her films in the past, to fully believe I was watching Princess Diana. And also, I had Emma Corrin so fresh in my mind. I've rewatched the season. And when I saw the first photo of Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana in that red jacket looking out the window, I saw Kristen Stewart and I zipped my mouth. I didn't say anything because I felt like everyone else was so excited. And who am I to rain on their parade? I wasn't going to do that. I just silently looked at it and I felt like I was looking out that window, being like, what are they looking at? What am I missing? But I've seen the trailer, you guys, and I'm fully in. I think that this is obviously going to be an Oscar buzz movie. Kristen Stewart is certainly going for that prestige, that award. And I kind of think she might have it. I mean, obviously, I have no idea what else is going to come out and how things are going to be when it comes to like award season. But I had chills watching this trailer. It's very tense. It's by the same director who directed Jackie. If you haven't seen Jackie, Jackie Onassis, I can't recommend it enough. Natalie Portman is fantastic in it, but that movie is so tense and you're just holding your breath the entire time. That is the same vibe as Spencer. I think Kristen Stewart completely nails the accent. Listen to this.
They don't.
Okay, so that's Kristen Stewart. She only says two words in the trailer, but I mean, they were fantastic, don't you think? Now listen to this clip of Princess Diana.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage.
Okay. And now listen to Kristen again.
They don't.
And now Diana.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage.
It's pretty good. And I don't want to say that I was doubting Kristen Stewart's acting or her accent ability, but I just, again, when you're so familiar with an actor, it would be like watching Jim Carrey. It was like watching Jim Carrey play Biden on SNL. All I saw was Jim Carrey playing Biden. I didn't see Biden. This, I was worried it was going to be Kristen Stewart playing Princess Diana, but I just don't think it is. I feel so blessed that I'm going to get two. Oh my God, my dog just sneezed. Bless you. I'm going to be getting two Diana movies in the matter of a month. Because don't forget, we have the Netflix musical, or it's a musical on Broadway, but it's going to be on Netflix, Diana the Musical, in October. But in case you're wondering what this movie is about, I've just talked so much about it, but I haven't even said what it's about. It is going to document the Christmas holiday season at the estate where all of the royals gather. And it's at the point in Diana and Charles's marriage where Diana knew the marriage was over. She wanted out, but she also knew that she was so embedded in having to in the royal family and having to appease the crown, aka Queen Elizabeth. And she just had to play the game. I think that we saw, obviously, if you watch The Crown season 4, that was in the finale. We saw that spiraling out, and that seems like that's exactly what's happening in this film, but it's just over this isolated period of time. So I'm very excited about it. Comes out November 5th. And I think that this is going to be a big one for Kristen. So this might overtake Twilight. Okay, the next thing I wanted to talk about is something that I happened to see on Bravo last night. I was just, you know, look, I am dedicated and I watch Bravo chat room. I do. And Giselle and Portia happened to have Lala Kent on. And Lala got in on the Erica Jane of it all, but specifically how Sutton is being, quote, a fair weather friend. Listen to what she had to say.
Stupid. I agree with Erica. It's like, don't be a fair weather friend. At the time that your friend needs you the most, you can't step up to the plate and say, if you need me, I'm here for you. Like, how would you be involved? Like, if I were in Sutton's shoes and I knew that my slate was clean, I didn't have any part of whatever was going on, have the feds pick up the phone. I have nothing to hide. They're going to be real bored talking to me. Like, she's my friend, but I don't know what's going on over there. So I don't like Sutton's, you know, her stance on it.
So I am wondering, do you guys agree with this? Do you think that Sutton is being a fair weather friend? We've talked about it on the podcast in terms of if we believe Erica, if we don't believe her, are her tears real, blah, blah, blah. And we've also talked about Sutton's reaction, but I guess we really haven't gotten into if we think Sutton is overreacting. Is she making this about her? Is she jumping ship? You know, they always say the rats jump ship first on a sinking ship. That the eloquent way I just said that is the saying, it's the proverb. But is Sutton a rat in this situation? I don't know. I guess that for me, something I consider is these headlines, we have had time as an audience to digest these headlines. So when we're watching it, we're coming at it with a completely different point of view. The women on the show are reacting to these headlines in the moment. And not only are they reacting to them in the moment, but they're reacting to them on camera. And so I feel like I just said camera, just like in 30 Rock. Camera. I'll play the clip right here.
Camera.
But they are reacting to them in the moment, and they don't necessarily have the time to process them without having to give a talking head about it, without having to go to a dinner party and have it come up. And so they are possibly saying things that they don't necessarily mean. I think we saw that on Wednesday's episode with Sutton when she even admitted she might have slightly overreacted at Kyle's Christmas party. It is a scary thing to see these headlines and not know how deep it can go. You know, we saw last season, Denise got dragged down. And if Sutton is using that as her barometer of how women on this show can get embroiled in things, she may or may not be concerned about her own status, her own, you know, the way people look at her. I mean, she has even said that. But I also just want to remind Sutton, like, girl, you are on a show where another cast member once called somebody a slut pig. So this is not like, prestige is not what we're working with here. And I think if she's so concerned about her image, maybe don't go on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I feel like, and don't get me wrong, like I actually am really feeling Sutton now. And I've said that, I've gone back and forth on her, but I am squarely Sutton right now in terms of entertainment. But I just don't think if you're really that concerned about, like, it's money talks, wealth whispers. This is definition of people talking. You know, that's why Kathy says like only one word every episode. Although my heart broke, you guys, this week when Kathy was crying about the lost time she had with Kyle. Oh, she just can't do anything wrong. But I don't think at this point Sutton's going to really back down. I think that, I mean, if anything, the crystal altercation taught us that Sutton is somebody who holds things very personal, and she may or may not just feel more embedded in this than she actually really is. I still stand by talking to a lawyer was not a weird thing. I don't know why Erica got so upset about that. I don't know. Do you guys think Lala has something here? Is Sutton being a fair weather friend, or is Sutton justifiably reacting the way that you would react? Let me know. Tweet me, tweet the dip, and we'll get to the bottom of this, you guys. We will absolutely get to the bottom of it. And more importantly, we'll get past this. I just don't want this season to end. And I'm actually really nervous that we're nearing the end. So I'm holding on to every episode, every word, every breath that I can. I want a whole episode of just the lip reader from Wednesday's episode. Just, I want a woman who fully admits to Googling people and then gives them some bullshit about how a line in their lip says that they distance themselves from their family. I want that, because I don't want these women to leave my screen. With that said, I can't wait for Salt Lake City. And we still have Potomac, period. And there's no other Housewives on right now, as far as I'm concerned. But let's just never have this end, Andy. I know you're listening, so please, that's my plea. Okay, the last thing I needed to talk about was something that came up on a text message thread with some of my friends. So I am a big emoji person. I love an emoji. I add them for fun. I add them for flair. I add them for sparkle. My most used emoji recently has been the sparkle emoji, followed by the woozy emoji, which I feel like has really made a comeback in the last couple months. But today I had a friend send something with a colon and parenthesis, so an emoticon smiley. And we've actually talked a lot about this at the dip, the difference between using an emoji and using an emoticon. An emoticon feels kind of, dare I say, old school. Hope the listeners aren't offended by that. But it also feels kind of like retro in a fun way. But when I saw this colon and parenthesis staring at me in a text message, I have never felt more attacked via a passive aggressive note than ever before. It was like the eyes were so beady and they're just staring at you because I know you're on an iPhone. And so I know that you have access to the emoji keyboard. So to not use an emoji, but to choose an emoticon is chilling. It's chilling. And I'm curious how you guys think I should read that. This feels like the Salt Lake City thumbs up. Two thumbs up is a fuck you.
When you sent her the text with the thumbs up emoji?
Yeah.
Was that you?
Absolutely.
Was my friend telling me that? Is that what was happening here? I would love to know your opinion. I didn't call it out because I have recently like entered this phase of my life. Maybe this is me rounding the corner to 30, where I have chosen silence over violence. Just yesterday, I had to pick up my salad at Sweetgreen and it was 50 minutes late and I didn't say one word to anybody. I just waited for 50 minutes in the 90 degree weather. That was wild. Guess what? 25-year-old Allison would never have done that. Never. But 29-and-a-half-year-old Allison, I stood there silently, just staring as everybody else got their salad and waited 5 minutes to get a Kale Caesar. And I'll be honest, it was worth the wait and I would do it again. But again, silence over violence has become the new motto for me. Maybe this is just like a new mature Allison. I can't say. Time will tell, but I'm just curious. Emoticon, smiley face. Is that passive aggressive? Is that friend choosing violence or silence? I don't even know if that fits there, but I'm going to go with it. That is it for the day. I do want to just, again, remind everybody Clickbait on Netflix. I know people who have watched it in like one day. Curious what your thoughts are. The ending is insane. And if you are somebody who enjoys twist after twist, I would recommend watching it. It's eight episodes. It's an easy watch. And the good news is too, is you have a full ending. There's no cliffhangers or anything. You will know at the end how everything ends. And that is it. I mean, I don't have anything else to talk about. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Please listen to TV Watch Repeat. We have a very big episode coming out on Monday. And until then, you can check us out on thedip.com. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. And I will talk to everybody on Tuesday with a new episode of Pop Chaser. And cheers. Happy weekend.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.